This is your climate highlight for Western Alaska. The latest word from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is that there's about a 70% chance that La Nina will develop in the equatorial Pacific this fall, and that's likely to persist through the late winter. Now, during La Nina, waters near the equator south and southeast of Hawaii tend to be cooler than average, and that confines those giant tropical thunderstorms to the western Pacific. Now, if this happens, what does it mean for our region? The short answer is that La Nina, like El Nino, is just one component in the climate system. And as we saw last winter, sometimes its influence on our seasonal climate is minimal. In other years, it can play a dominant role. Even if La Nina does play a significant role in our weather, historically the greatest influence is after New Year's. There just isn't much of a consistent influence in the autumn. Another common feature of La Nina cold seasons is that there are often big swings between cold and dry and stormy and milder weather. We saw this in the late 2021 La Nina, when the coldest November since the 1950s was followed by the very stormy and frequently mild December. I'm Rick Toman with the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.